te voir ce qu'il y a de l'autre bord du cul-de-sac. Bon, yeah, c'est au yarbre qui me mettent plus les pieds dans la bouche. Bon, yeah, slack et le câble. Votre cochon se couche, bon, yeah, c'est au yarbre qui me mettent plus les pieds dans la bouche. Bon, yeah, slack et le câble. Votre cochon se couche.
Welcome once again to another edition of your favorite show and mine. I'm DJ A-Dubs, host of the show, and you've got a special show indeed lined up. My guest for today is DJ Rocambole, and we're going to do another edition of the Dansez Chez Vous reunions. You ready to speak now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to open the mics to you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of my guest, DJ Rocambole, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now.
Okay, here I am.
Introduce yourself to
Thank you
people.
So much. My name is Rocambole. I'm here to play archival music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, possibly from the 80s.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
There's a mic open.
Oh.
You know what? Let's open up another mic.
Gee, that sounds so much better.
Let's open up another mic. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. We just heard your voice, but you tell them who you are.
B-side from the Limelight Show. No, I was just...
You repping Limelight?
I was a guest producer, training, entraînement, producer au voilà.
Okay, you have a name for your show yet?
No,
not
nothing
yet?
Official.
All right.
Give a suggestion and everything's going to be ironed out and then we're going to start talking promos and big ups and all of that stuff.
All right.
Keep it as humble as I could.
Very good, yeah. Very good. Very happy. I mean, I'm happy to have this moment of B-side speaking on my show.
I'm really happy that you're allowing me to do it, man.
Very good, very good. Well, you were there in front of Mike. I have to put you to work.
Okay.
All of this is experience and, on-the-job training.
That's right.
Rocambole, you have a song ready for when we're ready to go back and forth?
Well, yeah, we'll be doing some blues a little later in the show. Starting about 7th. Blues is going to be our major theme for the next little while.
Very good. It's something I've been wanting to do but didn't get around to it. Mm-hmm. It happens tonight. But not blues, not just yet. What we're going to do is hear some contemporary music. I've got... It was Kanon. Kanon is not even here.
Kanon is first up, that's right?
That's right. So
I don't know, what have you queued up for that?
The song about Satan?
Right.
What's the name of the song?
I Was Stabbed by Satan.
Well,
great, catchy little number that I heard on CBC the other week. And I said, "Who is this?" Indeed, and I heard about this great CD by this guy called Kanon, bought it, and sure enough, track number 6, there he is.
They say the 6th song of any CD tends to be the best one. That's what you feel on this?
It just happens to be the case.
Very well. So we're going to follow through with that 6th song theory right now. Kanon,
here we go.
The Dusty Foot Philosopher. I Was Stabbed by Satan by request from you, right here on Eclectricity. Don't go anywhere.
1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead I was torn. La la la, la la la, my heart bled fear. La la la, la la la, my eyes shed tears.
A poor black ghetto child.
When it's all said and done, my life will be the bluest rap song ever sung. My verses will be curses to the rich and all sorts of authority will cease to exist. My daughters will be free of wars and my honor your fists. We'll raise in the air in the silence of revolution. My face will appear like the vision of a prisoner with his last bed. This song is a poem and the whole poem is a tear dropped in your ear.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day.
I was the
time for a small commercial break, and we're going to continue on with the music, so don't go anywhere. DJ A-Dubs in the driver's seat.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. I'm a man, spell M A N, man. Down the Kansas doom, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Can't resist. I'm a man, I spell him A.
Hello, my name's Cadence Weapon, and you're listening to 1690 AM radio in Montreal.
Shake with fear. 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now when you had your money, thought that you wouldn't get broke. I'm going back home. I'm going back home. I'm going back home where I know I get better care.
I'll hung along for you ever more. I'm asking you, dear, please don't go. I'm gonna tell you this, ain't gonna tell no lie. The day you leave, that's the day you die. Oh, honey, baby, mama, please don't go.
Soldier.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I love the sound of that Memphis Mini.
Very good. Got in a little earlier than, we thought.
That's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Eclectricity. I'm DJ A-Dubs. Beside me is my guest, DCV, Dansez Chez Vous, compatriot, colleague, DJ Rocambole.
Nice to be here. And it's been a long time, I'll tell you. I haven't been on the radio for ages.
Very good.
So I'm nervous. So anyway, get me going here.
There's no need to be nervous.
All right.
As I tell everyone.
Let's get everybody nice and relaxed.
Yeah. As I tell everyone that listens to me when they say they're nervous, I put my pants on one leg at a time like everybody else. All right. So this is Eclectricity DCV, DJ Rocambole edition, where what happens with the DCV editions is that they practically fall in line with what I do on my show, which is I explore and introduce to the listeners different styles of music, hip-hop, R&B, soul, rock, jazz, blues, funk, reggae, anything to keep you locked in and surprised for 2 hours.
That's the way it goes.
That's right. And all of the members of DCV, Dubney, DJ Hadley, Alan, all of you, all of them have done, even you two, you're here now, mm-hmm. all of you have done what I'm trying to do here on my show, introduce new music, bring forth new sounds, keep it pepped up and interesting for everyone.
Of course, now when I introduce new music, it's usually old music, right?
Yes, but my philosophy is if you haven't heard a song, it's new.
All right, then.
Whether it was recorded 70 years ago, 7 minutes ago, 7 days ago, if you haven't heard it, it's new.
Trust me.
I come into this type of discussion a lot, you know, where like, for example, when I got on air doing Eclectricity, I focused on the golden era of hip-hop. So much so that I was almost perceived to be like stuck in a time warp by certain people. But unknown to them, if they didn't know that music that I was playing, that was the best hip hop that was recorded. No offense to anyone recording hip hop now, but let's be frank about it. And so I opened up myself to the new music of today, hip hop wise at least. And I've been playing it, incorporating it. So old and new gets played. So what we're going to do now is recap what we've heard. We just heard The Glass House with Crumbs Off the Table, the original cast with One Tin Soldier. Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do. I think we used to strum a guitar and try to sing it.
All right. Before that was Memphis Mini with I'm Going Back Home, Bo Diddley the Master with I'm a Man, Divine Brown with Bebe, and at the start of the show was Kanon with I Was Stabbed by Satan. Talk to me a little bit, and the listeners, about the Memphis Mini and the Bo Diddley.
All right, fair enough. Now, Memphis Mini is, we were just saying on the bus ride down here, is one of the great lost blues artists. I happen to be an aficionado of these people. I've listened to them all. Memphis Mini was a blues artist who started in the late 20s, went all the way through to the 50s, and she was there for the whole thing. She was there as blues was transformed from rural to urban, from the South to Chicago to electric. But she gets a lot less credit than people like, you know, the famous people, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. Not to take anything away from them, of course, but Memphis Minnie was a real special artist. And it is said that she was able to outplay. She could win a guitar playing match with almost any of the people who are perhaps better known than she is. So I'm a big Memphis Mini booster.
Very good. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get into a little bit of a station break. And who do we have lined up next, my friend?
Well, we're going to hear Katrina and the Waves.
You've
asked me about Memphis Mini, and we certainly have a lot more blues coming along, but it looks like Katrina and the Waves is up next, which is bluesy, let's just say.
All right. It's not Walking on Sunshine, of course.
No, it is not. Thank you.
You have something wrong with that song?
No, nothing wrong with it per se. It's just it's just like you said, if it's new, if you never heard it before, it's new. But if you've heard it a lot, then it's kind of old, isn't it?
But, you know, regardless of how popular and famous it is, what the song is, do you value it, or do you think it's just a, you know, flash in the pan? Or
No, they were good. They were a good band.
All right.
There comes a time, though, when you just have to set some things aside and say, maybe next decade.
Or maybe next bicentennial or something like that. Okay, so little break. We're going to have some Katrina in the Waves. Even I'm shocked at that, okay? This is Eclectricity. I'm DJ A-Dubs. And, you know, this is exactly what I live
you
for.
You said it. Eclectic,
the, yeah. I mean, Katrina and the Waves. Even I would, I haven't yet to do that. This is how it goes down here. The most diverse, the most eclectic, most energetic mix of music you will hear almost anywhere in the city.
Well, I can vouch for it.
I know. You're living proof of it. You're contributing to it. Don't go anywhere.
Once I get out of you're never hard to find. Yeah, always on my mind. Yeah, got to see you every day.
Be half seven in the shoes of treat you right. Oh, baby, don't you think I'll treat you right? Oh, baby, don't you think I'll treat you right? Every time you call my name, it's just out of sight. Take a ride. Well, just about then this girl appeared. Said, Tomcat, you come down here. I've got a few sweet words you might wanna hear. Well, you spend your midnights climbing trees, whistling to the wind and shooting the breeze, instead of staying at home like you ought to be. Oh, baby, don't you think I'll treat you right? Oh, baby, don't you think I'll treat you right? Every time you call my name, just out of sad refrain, it makes you wanna jump in an old freight train and take a ride.
DJ A-Dubs, the host of the show, and on my right is DJ Rocambole. We're going to take a small break for the community calendar, and when we return, we'll chit-chat a little bit about what you've heard. So don't go anywhere. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no. All right, enough joking around. You are listening to Eclectricity. I'm DJ A-Dubs. Beside me is my DCV colleague, DJ Rocambole. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, that's good. That'll work. That'll work just fine.
All right. So what we're going to do now is recap what we've played for you in the last little bit. Just before we heard the community calendar, we heard Prairie Oyster with Tom Cat, Horace Silver Quintet with Finger Poppin', Ivana Santilli, the lovely Ivana Santilli with Hollywood Nothing Over You, Nile Rodgers with Beat, Al Cooper with his cover of Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. Rest in peace, Norman Whitfield. Norman Whitfield was the producer for The Temptations and some other Motown people. He passed this year in November. You knew that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I'm paying tribute to him by playing that. Before that was Katrina and the Waves with Is That It? A monstrous song.
quite the vocal, eh?
Yes, it is. I happen to like female vocalists with some power, like her and Ann Wilson from Heart.
And good old Etta James, who's coming out in that movie this week, Cadillac Records.
It's coming out this week?
Cadillac Records is supposed to be out this week. It's a movie about the history of Chess Records, the great blues label from Chicago.
Wow. Just in time for the Oscars.
So they say.
If Beyonce does her job right, she could... I don't even...
She might just carry that one off. I heard her on... I caught a YouTube of her, and it was something else.
Yeah, I believe it's something else, all right. Ironically, if she were to hypothetically, mystically, be nominated for Best Supporting Actress this year, next year, she and her fellow Dreamgirls castmate could have back-to-back Oscars, if that happens.
Well, I think basically, based on what I've seen, I think she's definitely in the running for some kind of an Oscar, because she does one heck of a version of Etta James.
Really?
She does.
Wow.
And I didn't expect it either. When I heard Beyonce, I was like, well, you know. But I honestly didn't expect it, and she's pretty much of a knockout.
Well, she's a knockout to look at.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the way she sings.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a little bit leery about it. I hope she does a good acting job, because you can only... Just putting on the clothes and a wig doesn't make you Etta James.
Granted.
Anyway. Well, I'll be the judge of that. I'll be the Siskel, the Ebert, the executioner, too.
I look forward to hearing your...
My critique.
To seeing your two thumbs down. And
all right. So, real quick, before we get back into the music, tell us how did Prairie Oyster... Horace Silver, Nile Rodgers make it onto the playlist today?
Oh, good God. Are you kidding? They're just the things that happen to be around at the time. I mean, this is like eclecticity, right? So we play what's on our mind.
Yes.
And, you know, explaining what's on your mind is kind of a strange thing. Like, it just sort of is there.
Uh-huh.
You know, anyway, those records were sitting there. I happened to be playing them recently, and I said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, so let's do it. Prairie Oyster in particular is a record I like. Didn't care for the sound quality of that one too much.
No.
But it sure makes good for good CanCon, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. If it doesn't achieve its goal somehow else, you know, it's CanCon.
It's got to do something for you.
Nile Rodgers, isn't he the one that passed away?
I don't know that.
Are you telling me
he passed away?
If I'm bearing you this bad news, I apologize.
Well.
I think it was him. It was either him or Bernard Edwards, who were the founding members and producers of Chic.
Correct.
One of them passed many years ago.
Oh, well, that's possible.
Yeah.
You've got me.
A Google search or Wikipedia will answer that for us in a little while.
Undoubtedly.
Mm-hmm. Horace Silver Quintet. I haven't touched jazz myself in a long time.
Oh, you should touch it more often. Jazz is good. You got to have it.
Yeah.
Especially soul jazz, that variety.
I agree.
Horace Silver is somebody you don't want to be without for too long.
Because
he makes your life good.
I know. I feel that if I'm not... Yeah. Are you familiar with Mad Lib?
No.
Okay. Mad Lib is a producer from... California on the Stone's Throw record label. He had an album of remixes of Blue Note material. He did a remix to Song for My Father. You know that.
Sure, of course. That's the classic Horace Silver song.
Horace Silver song. Yeah. The quintessential.
The quintessential.
Exactly. So Mad Lib, when you say don't stay away too long from Horace Silver, I'm going to try to play the Mad Lib remix to Song for My Father as soon as I can.
Look forward to it.
I bought it, actually, a few weeks ago. So sooner or later, I'll spin that on the show. Speaking of spinning, we got to get back into the music.
Let us.
What I have lined up for you now is something that I'm, again, very happy to have found very recently. And it is... I learned about the group again through Mark Ronson, one of my heroes, or my biggest inspiration for the year. He played a song off the same album that I love, and I've been incorporating it in my sets when I get the chance, but I'm going to go with a different track off the album. This is The Shocking Blue. This is from their debut album. I'm playing a track called California, Here I Come. Didn't I just mention California with Madlib?
Yes, I think you did.
You see how things tie up 360 degrees here? Tie up or tie in, which you get the point.
I do.
Very good.
Let's hear the tune.
So what we're going to do now is hear some Shocking Blue, which should be shocking. And we're going to continue into a, speaking of Shocking Blue, we're going to continue into a blues-esque vibe from now until about in the next 20 minutes, half an hour or so. So keep it locked. It's going to be, again, a mishmash of music. DJ A-Dubs the host, DJ Rock'n'Bowl, my guest. Don't go anywhere. Don't stay away from your speakers too long.